I think that was mighty fine. Everyone experiences different. You watch how the Holy Spirit blesses each one. You watch the things God emphasizes with each one. You watch the characteristic that feature each couple. You know, there's a Aquila and a Priscilla. There's a Boaz and a Ruth. There's a, you know, Isaac and a Rebecca. There's a Adam and a Eve. You know, there's a Abraham and a Sarah. There's a Jacob and a Rachel. There's a Joseph and an Asenath in the Bible. There's a Moses and a Zipporah. And you look and you see the couples of the Bible, and you see how each one, the relationship is different because the blend and the mix and the handiwork of this God is so great. How he takes, you know, two lives and begin to reveal that they were one in his thinking, and how he brings it and merges it together, and they begin to find a belonging and the compatibility, amen, that is locked up in each other. So we are happy for that, and now a little time to preach the word a little bit. I would just want to continue on in that. So I'd like you to stand just for a moment. Amen. And we just would like to invite your attention now over to the book of Genesis. I would like to read from Genesis chapter 1. And I would like to speak today on a subject. I was a little background when I played the tape for you Friday night. Those of you not here, I put a little tape and I preached in St. Vincent. I like to call man created by God and man born of a woman. Man created by God and man born of a woman. And we'd like to go to Genesis 1 to take our scripture reading, because that is where we have the record of man that was created by God. And we go to Genesis chapter 1 for that quickly. And it reads in this wise. Verse 26. From 1 to 26 tells you about the days of creation, how the Spirit of God moved, how he began to speak, the great chain of life, the great evolution of life that came from botany life to marine life to bird life to animal life. Then to man having God's own life. And then God ceased to create, because now there was something reflecting the one who is doing the creating. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. It moved from him to them. Did you notice that? And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So what? Notice that God gave them a commission. What was that commission? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. That was the commission. What a great thing. And God says, and have dominion over the earth. Have dominion over the earth. Over the fish, over the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that's moving upon the earth. That's all the creation that was created before man. After God created, there was something needed to take their headship over the creation. Something that was needed to rule over God's own works. And he did set the man and gave him dominion over the work of his hands. Psalm 8 tells you. And he put all things under his feet. So that, what's the kind of man God created? A man in God's image and God's likeness. A man that reflected God. A man that was going to rule on the earth. A man that God gave dominion. And did you notice it wasn't just, it was plural when he was given that. Bless them and say, be fruitful and multiply. Bless them and say, have dominion. In other words, she was viewed as part of the man in the plan of God. She was joint heir with the man. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. He may have your seat. We had a brother who was supposed to be here this morning here. And praise the Lord. Brother Dave McKenzie. Pastor Dave McKenzie from the Final Hour Ministries. We were at his celebration of his 5th anniversary yesterday. He invited us to come and witness it. And he was here with us a couple of weeks ago. And we just want to acknowledge him. God bless you, Brother Dave, wherever you're seated. God bless you, my precious brother. Amen. Amen. So let's just continue from the betrayal that we just had right in here. And I'm taking this, as I says, and calling it man created by God and man born of a woman. Now, here in the opening pages of Genesis, in chapter 1, on the sixth day, the last thing that God created was man. There is nothing higher than man in God's physical creation. Why? Why is there not a species beyond man? Because the God who started in botany life, bringing up vegetation life, a flower. How many know Jesus is the lily of the valley? Amen. Bringing up a rose. How many know the rose of Sharon? Amen. So from even in that amateur form, as the great Jehovah was brooding on the earth and bringing up a tender flower, he was revealing himself in his works. Amen. That flower had a perfume, is that right? Amen. Then he comes up to a tree, still in botany life. And David said, man is like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He brings forth his fruit in due season, his leaves shall not wither. And God, again in botany life, was unfolding more mystery of himself. Is that right? And John said, he asked, laid at the root of every tree that don't bring forth fruit, it'll be hewn and cast in the fire. So we see from his creation, bringing him up. Then he goes to marine life and the fish of the sea. How many say the kingdom of God like a man who throws his net in the sea? Is that right? Fish in the Bible represent people. That's right. He said, you to catch fish, I'll teach you to catch men now. I'll make you fish as a man. And I'll show you the same approach and principle that goes with catching fish. There's a way to catch men. Amen. Amen. And so we find out in that parable, he says he threw back all the eel and the crab and lizard and every, you know, thing that he didn't want. The net just caught every, all kinds. Some of you throw the gospel net, but an eel, a crab come there, a lizard come there, some old spider come there. What can you do? After a while, it goes back to where it belongs. But the fish, he is throwing the net for the fish, is that right? And the fish was a fish in the same water
Like the eel was an eel in the same water. Is that right?
Yeah.
Sure. Then it comes to the birds. Bird life. And how many know in bird life that the eagle, the prophet was likened to eagles?
Amen.
How many know the spirit of God coming from a dove?
Amen.
Is that right? How many know the dove was used for atonement and sacrifice? How many know the dove is Lord its mate?
Amen.
That's right. How many know that God, in doing these things, was unfolding himself, more mysteries of himself? That's right. The great Jehovah Eagle, the great dove, the Holy Spirit, dove leading eagle. How many know vultures, the unclean bird, like the crow that Noah loosed and went out to the ark? It was in the ark with the same dove. But when the crow was loose and see all that dead flesh there, but the crow had a gall that could feed on that thing. He is in the ark and he's eating dead flesh outside. And he sees where the dead flesh, he didn't want to come back in the ark. But how many know the dove could find no place to rest its feet? Is that right? And the dove came back into the ark. That's right. Then God came to animal life. And how many know that the bullock in the Old Testament is a type of Christ? How many know he's also the Lamb of God? That's right. And how many know that even in animal life, Jesus called Herod a fox? He said, Herod, that old fox. That's right. Fox have characteristics. They're sly. He's a politician. He's shrewd. Very cagey animal. So you look there and you see how God is writing those things. So it was mysteries of himself. But when he came to man, now he had one that could rule. Now he had one that could reflect him on earth. And that's what he wanted. He made man for fellowship. Now I want you to catch the picture of what God created by man, created by God rather. To see the man that God made. If you see the first man God made, then God wants to make every man like that first man. Is that right? A man with dominion. A man that God can give a kingdom. A man that God can give a bride that's part of himself. A man that can rule in that kingdom and his wife at his side can share his throne with him. I mean, the Bible says in the last days, you will sit with me my throne. That's still God's plan. 6,000 years after, in the last age, the little age, that's still the plan.
Amen.
Behold, I stand on the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, I'll come in and sup with him. That's why he's God and he changed not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So watch here. Then after God made that man and that woman, he didn't like how the earth looked with just two of them. You get that? So he gave a commission. Multiply and replenish the earth. Fill it. In other words, bring forth more like yourself. I started. I set the standard. I make a man that reflects me. Now you bring the next man. Amen. Make one like yourself again. Glory be to God. But catch this now. I want you to notice. The commission to multiply and replenish the earth was given to Adam before he was put in a body of flesh. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Genesis 1, 26 to 28. God is speaking this. It's prophetic.
Amen.
It has a time and season for its fulfillment.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, let's go and see if they fulfill that commission. Turn with me to Genesis 2. Verse 5, and every plant of the field, before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Notice that? Genesis 2, 5, rain had never fallen on the earth. That's why they laughed at Noah when his preaching rain was coming. The Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. Does the Bible have that?
Yes.
What does it say there? There was not a man to till the ground.
Yes.
Here God made management likeness. Here God blessed them and gave them dominion. Here God said, go forth and multiply. But still, there is not yet a man to till the ground. What does that tell us? That tells us that God made a spirit man. How many know that man was created for two worlds? God is a spirit. John 4:24. It says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. He made a man in his image and likeness. A spirit man. The man yet had no earthly house of this tabernacle. The man yet had no terrestrial body. You get me? Because the man God made, he didn't use dust from the ground yet. In the making of the first man, he didn't need dust from the ground. When he's going to bring the terrestrial, what does the Bible say? Dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. Well, God didn't make that first man with dust. That first man came an offspring from God. He was in God. That's why he was called us the Son of God, our Son of God. Did you know when God made man, he changed his name from Elohim to Jehovah? Amen. Why? Jehovah means he has now made a little one like himself. He who now exists with his family. God wants our children. He was a father, and he had seed, and he wanted to express his seed from his loins. God's loins is his thoughts. God's loins is his mind, and his mind is thoughts, his seed. And when God spoke, what is a word? A word is a thought express. If I don't speak, unless I stand here, you will never know what I'm thinking. But when I speak my words, I'm expressing the thoughts that is in my mind. I'm speaking my thoughts. My thoughts become word when I speak it. And the word is a seed that brings forth after its kind. How did God create? Let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. By the spoken word. The spoken word is the original seed. God's word materialized. Is that right? Put up a tree, put up a flower with so much petals. Amen. With a fragrance will grow over a span of time and bloom and everything else. All of that was locked up in the spoken word. Amen. Think of it. Then we find out now. Verse 6 says, but there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Now watch verse 7. This is the verse. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Are you catching the continuity? There was no man to do what? Till the ground. What is God doing? Giving man a body now of 5 senses to contact his earthly home. What are the 5 senses of your body? This physical body, which is not you. This is an earthly house that you live in. If this dissolves, you ain't dead. Is that right? Paul says the earthly house of this tabernacle dissolves. You, the you who live in this earthly house, have another one waiting, made without hands, eternal in the heavens. Is that right? Glory. So notice here, this word formed is not the same word as created. Why? Because the earth is already in existence. Amen. So God is taking material that has already been created. Yes. He's taking material to build a man a house. Yes. And he goes to the ground for the material. Is that right? Yes. Now watch. And breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Oh my. God in his pictorial language. Some people think it's a mud man light.
No.
The spirit man came into the physical body to contact this world.
Amen.
We live in, there's seven dimensions, you know that? Light, matter, and time. And time is measured by light. Then there's a fourth dimension. Science discovered that recently.
Amen.
Radio and television. We can sit down right here and beam the service straight into China, into Africa, into Australia, into Israel, around the world. Like how you see boxing and football and all these different things. And some countries it's already Monday, and some countries it's still Saturday. And so, these images traveling at the speed of light will go over into tomorrow, where it's Monday, and go back into yesterday, where it is Saturday. Because it's traveling so fast that the image can go into another dimension. That's why you don't hear nothing here. If I stop speaking, we all might just hear the fan. But right in this room, there's images, there's voices. You turn a TV on, and you have cable TV, but you have 100-something channels. You keep turning that thing. That picture is not inside the set. The set is manufacturing the picture. The set is only channeling what is here. You get that? And you turn a radio and you begin to pick up station in England, BBC, you pick up Spanish station, you pick up all kinds of different stations in Europe and everything else. Why? Those voices are right here. But the frequency is a higher pitch than what your ear is designed to hear. So through the instrument of radio and television, there's proof there's another dimension here. Television don't manufacture the picture, it only channels it. Television was here when Adam was here. Man only discovered it, friends. They only discovered the dimension. That's why Elisha could say, he says, there's more with us than with them. He could see in that next dimension all them angels and them Syrians, and the boy couldn't see it. Is that right?
Amen.
So what's something? Man was made for two worlds. That's how Moses could look back and describe the conversation with Eve and the serpent. He can tell you what happened in the garden. And he's writing that about 2600 years after those things took place. He's writing that. Think of it. And he's describing what each was saying. And the emotions she began to go through, how it's pleasant to the eyes and good for food and a treat to make one wise. And he's getting in all those things. Where is he getting it from? Where did Daniel see back over Nebuchadnezzar's dream from?
Yes.
Amen. Nebuchadnezzar dream a dream. Come up with a blank tape. He couldn't remember the dream. When he realized he didn't press the recording button. You know, Daniel was in contact with the transmitting station and get a rerun of the same program. Amen! Hallelujah! And when Daniel got it, it was descrambled. He had the interpretation with the symbol. Is that right? Why? They live in two worlds. The prophets live in two worlds. How can Isaiah say, the virgin shall conceive? Where is he seeing that from? Where is that? See a man, hairy, with a linen girdle and camel skin. He's preaching the desert. There will be a voice of one. Where is he seeing that 712 years before it happened? What station was transmitting that? And how this man built up the receiving set to catch that? Amen. Think of it. Man was built for two worlds. Then there's the fifth dimension when man dies. Outside of Christ, he goes into a place of torment. And the sixth dimension, the region of the blessed, like Jesus tell in the story about Lazarus and the rich man. They all were familiar in their earthly journey. He was by this one gate. He described from this one table. But the earthly journey came to an end and they went to the eternal destination. After life on earth ended. After they put the body in the hall of memory in a grave, the soul went out in the next realm. Is that right? So here we see then, man made for two worlds. So God now, here we're doing what? And then that seventh dimension is God. Where God is. What? So we live in three. But these three dimensions, we need his body. See, taste, hear, smell, and touch.
Amen.
How do we get these bodies? Your father had a sperm and your mother had an egg.
Amen.
And they come together in holy wedlock. And millions of sperm and millions of eggs. But God determined which one you are taking to that one cubit of your stature. None. God determined whether it be 6 feet or 4 feet. Short man went away, high, high heel to get a little taller. Fat man, but trying to get slim. Killing himself trying to diet. To look like that them man he killed in the store with nice clothes on. He can't become that girl. Going through torment in the mind. Girl getting pressure. The little punchline showing. She don't understand how the curve of happiness. Amen. God determined which sperm will unite which egg to bring the body designed for you. You're getting out the point I'm beginning. Your father and mother could produce a body, but your father and mother could not produce a soul. Where was that soul? In the talks of God. God had a designated time and season to bring you. In his great family planning, in the great circle of life, he knew every age. He knew when Jeremiah is going to come. He knew when Isaiah is going to come. He knew when Ezekiel is going to come. He knew when Shadrach and Daniel was going to come. He knew when Paul and Peter was going to come. He knew when you was going to come. You had no choice whether you wanted to be male or female. You had no choice whether you wanted to be born in a certain race. You had no choice whether you wanted to be born in a certain time. All these things are decreed by God. And God had a reason and purpose for it. Why? Because he told Jeremiah, before you was forming your mother's womb, I knew you. I sanctify you to be a prophet, and this day I set you over the nations. Jeremiah said, what, Lord? Before I was even born in this world, you knew me? And I was who I was going to be? And come in the time and season, and then occupy the position and role and discharge the function of the office that you ordained me for?
Amen.
Did you know Samuel was a prophet after he died?
Amen.
He prophesied Saul that.
Amen.
Did you know Moses was a prophet after he died?
Amen.
You know Moses come back and tell, they were talking about Jesus' death at Jerusalem before he died?
Amen.
You mean to say, after death, after this temporal life is over, you are still what you are? In the foreordained plan of God, those whom he formed you, he did predestinate. Those who predestinate, let me call. And you are decalled according to his purpose. And in this hour, when that which is perfect is come and has come to the opening of the seven seals, you are knowing as you are known.
Yeah.
He said, you shall know as you are known.
Yeah.
You shall see face to face. In that day, you know, I and you and you and me. There's a people in this hour that have been quickened and raised up into heavenly places to recognize the name in the Lamb's book of life.
Yeah.
To understand the purpose, the role, the function in the plan of God. In the time that they are living in.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah.
You have that experience.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, that's what brings faith, friends. Not this false denominational faith, real Bible faith. You see a place in the world. You know what God made you to be. My. So God here put in man now. We are still looking at what? The man God created. God said, Adam, I have a whole race, boy. You just the first one. I have Jeremiah in the back here. Because didn't God tell Jeremiah before he formed his mother's womb?
Amen.
God knew him.
Amen.
He said, I have Jeremiah in the back here. I have Isaiah in the back here. I have some fellows named Peter and Paul. Didn't when they come in the earth, he said, all of the Father hath given me?
Amen.
And didn't he tell them in the regeneration you will sit judging 12 thrones?
Amen.
He could see the future. He said, all the care backslide at all. You might fail here and fail here and fail, but you're ordained to be in that world. Hallelujah! That is why when people are jumping left and right trying to play a cast, no devils, all kind of nonsense. Like, he says, look here, don't rejoice that the devil is subject to you. That is small thing. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah! He said, don't you know you are angels to behold my Father face in heaven day and night? He began to teach them things about himself, about representation in heaven, about a representation there before they come in this life. But they can't fall. They foreknew and predestinated unto the adoption of children. The placing in the economy of God, like Israel was placed in the Holy Land, so the believer is placed in the Holy Ghost. Is that right? Like when they built Solomon's temple, that was a house, the glory of God. What house will you build me? A house for his name. And every stone, every piece of material was marked out by design. Previously marked out by a design. Is that right? There was only cutting stones, just so much foundation stone according to the pattern. Just so much beams according to the pattern. Just so much names in the book. Lively stones to build up a spiritual house. A habitation for the Spirit of God. A holy temple. And know you not, you are the temple of the living God. Man that God created. Where is that man today? Where is that kind of man? We see man eating out the garbage pan. We see man running on your neighbor's wife. We see man living with the daughter and the granddaughter. We see man preaching false doctrine running over the place. We see man trying to build an organization and extend his kingdom, further his reputation, build a name for himself. We see all kinds of things going on. But where is man? In the image and likeness of the Father. Man that has spiritual discernment, the Father could pass everything on the earth before him. And he can look at it. And whatsoever he called him, that was the name thereof. To prove he had the thoughts of God. To prove he had the mind of God. Why? Because God had to create sheep, monkey, zebra, lion. He had to say, let there be lion, let there be zebra, let there be tiger. Before Adam even came into existence, all that was made. Then God called the past before the man. And the man stands there now. Look at God's creation, said it's Baptist. That is Methodist. That is Jehovah's Witness. That is Seventh-day Adventist. He know all kind of life. He know every species of life. He know life by characteristic. He said, but this bride, because this is faith, of his faith and virtue is virtue. This have no creed, no dogma. This is undefiled. Glory be to God in the highest. My God, creating man. And that man is under prophecy. After God made him in likeness. God gave him prophecy even before he get the earthly body. God said, multiply and replenish. So the Son of God is holding tight to the absolute of the word. He's looking for the oncoming promise. He know one day is going to happen. I wonder how my Father will unfold this mystery. I wonder how long it's going to take me before I come into this reality. Amen. I wonder how I'm going to be led by His Spirit to start to multiply and replenish the earth and bring forth more sons like myself in the same image. Walk like me, talk like me with discernment. Hallelujah! And Jeremiah, and Isaiah, and Moses, he was going to speak them. How did Adam come? By creation, by the spoken word. He didn't come from taught the flesh, get it? He didn't come from taught the flesh. He came from taught to word. He was in God's thoughts. Then God speak, it became word. And that word was the word image, because God is the word. And he was in the image and likeness of God. He was in the image and likeness of the word. Is that right? Not the denomination, the word. That's why I can tell churchman today from God man. You can tell denominational baby from Acts 2:38, screaming babies born by the right kind of pregnation of apostolic doctrine. That's right. Watch. Now I'm trying to work in the show the commission. What was the commission? Multiply and replenish. I wanted to catch it. That's why I'm moving you to it. It's spoken with the spoken word had a time and season. The woman was not yet even expressed. Is that right? Not until Genesis 2:18, he said, not good for the man to be alone. Yet in Genesis 1, he blessed them. She, get it? She was chosen in him. She was blessed in him. And she was going to come forth and have an inheritance in him. What does Ephesians teach us? You are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah! And all things was put under the feet of the church, the body of him that filleth all in all. And Paul said, this is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Adam and Eve. Why? The Bible in Romans 5 says, and Adam was a figure of him who was to come. You get that? That's what I was showing you. He was making the flower. That was him. A figure of him who was to come. He was making the tree. That was a figure of him who was to come. He was making the lamb. That was a figure of him who was to come. He made Adam. That was a figure of him who was to come. That's why he take the law and the Psalms and the prophets and all things concerning himself. Lo, I come in the volume of the book. Search the scriptures. In them you think everything right, but they testify of me. If you read the Bible and don't see Jesus in a verse, go back because you miss it somewhere. He is in every chapter, he's in every verse, he's in every line. He is the principal theme of the entire Bible. That's why all scripture is given by inspiration. Not one jot, one tittle shall in any wise fail. So watch. Then we find Eve chosen and blessing him. A type of the church chosen and blessing Christ. What about the church when she came forth out of Christ? Catch this now. You're going a little deep here. When the church was taken out of Christ, did God put Jesus asleep on the cross in death? Yeah. Did it pierce him at the side? Yeah. And out of his side came water and blood. Yeah. And he gave up the spirit, the ghost. Three elements, water, blood, and spirit. These three agree in one. In earth. Was the earth baptized with water? Yes. When Jesus died, he was raised up between heaven and the earth. Did blood come back on the earth and sprinkle the earth? The redemption price? Yes. To redeem a lost inheritance? A fallen inheritance? Yes. Is that right? The earth was sanctified by blood. And the last days, is the earth to get a baptism of fire? Yes. To cleanse it? Yes. So God and man could dwell in it again? Yes. Then, he not only redeems the earth by that plan, he redeems man by the same plan, because man came from the earth. We're waiting for the redemption of this body that came from the earth. Then, what's the first thing? Even the natural birth. The water bag bursts. Woman carrying the child, but the season comes. There are sure water, the water bag bursts. And after water, then comes blood. And then she gives birth to the child. And when she gives birth to that life, out of that womb, that child can't go back into that womb to live. Because he's born out of that world to live in a new world. And when a man comes through water, blood, and spirit, he don't backslide into the old world and go back to the dead. No, sir. He's alive from the dead. He's born into the kingdom of God. He's alive by water and by spirit. Is that right? Glory. Now get this now. That's why the first thing you come, you hear the word repent and then be baptized. Not baptized and repent. Repent and then be baptized. What's the order? Then, what? That's water. Water baptism for the spiritual birth. Then Father sanctify the ministry of the word of truth. You walk in the light as he's in the light. The blood of his son cleanses you from all sin. Then what? A baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire to make you a new creation in Christ. All things pass away and all things become new. Man, showing that God, look how he does it. Man bless the multiply and replenish the earth. Man, a figure of him was to come. Jesus died on the cross and water, blood, and spirit came out. To give what? Birth to a church under the Pentecost. Amen. Is that right? Amen. And 2 Corinthians 11 says, as the serpent beguiled Eve, amen, so do these come preach another doctrine, corrupt your minds from the simplicity that is in Christ. Amen. What am I saying? The church that were chosen him, blessing him, came out to him, fell. Fell. Revelation 2, 1 to 7 tells you what? You have left your first love. Repent and get back to where you fell from. If you overcome, I'll give you the eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. She was already eating false doctrine. He said, you tried them who said it was apostles and you found them liars. They had the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Nicolaitans. It's a word that is broken down to Nico and Leos. Nico is the conqueror, Leos is the laity. Man was conquering the laity. As the serpent conquered Eve, man was putting seed in the church, another Jesus, another doctrine. Is that right? Paul said, angel come from heaven, preach anything different than what I preach, let him be a curse. He said, I espouse you as what? A chaste virgin. This morning, I was the espousing officer. Espousing a chaste virgin to one husband, he says. He said, but look like you want to have two. Not talking about the second one. He said, look like you want to have two. Espouse a chaste virgin. But what happened? I fear as the serpent beguiled Eve. So Eve was a chaste virgin. God gave a virgin to Adam. But somehow, was she given for multiplication? Was she given to fulfill the commission? Was he and her to multiply and bring forth more Adams? More sons in the image and likeness of God? Adam was an amateur God. She wasn't to bring forth a Baptist. She wasn't to bring forth a Methodist. She wasn't to bring forth some Lutheran or something like that. No, sir. She was to bring forth a son of God in the image of God with eternal life, with fellowship with God, with power over the earth. Adam could have speak to the tree. He had dominion over the creation. Much is written of the first Adam. How do we understand his life? He was a figure of him who was to. Then let's look at the second Adam. He was in the boat with them one time. And the storm came. And they get all scared. And they said, we're going to perish. And he got up from his sleep, wiped his eyes, put his foot in the rail of the boat, and said, peace, mister. And he went back and hung up the pillow and fall back asleep. He didn't shout down the power. He knew his position. He knew who he was and what the Father had made him. Is that right? And they said, what man of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. And you're going to say, this is the same kind of man you'd have been if the woman didn't get deceived in childbearing. You get that? Amen. He said, this will be the kind of man you'll be. The earth will be full of this kind of man. But you find it strange because you only seen one of this kind of man. You've seen Sadducee man. You've seen Pharisee man. You've seen political man. You've seen Sanhedrin man. You've seen Barabbas, revolutionary fighting man, like the Zealots and Barabbas and them. You've seen all kind of man. But you've seen a man who could speak to the tree. You see, and say, no man eat from it no more. You see, a man could walk on the water. When you see the second Adam, you see the kind of dominion he had. The first one had over the earth. Is that right? You with me so far? I'm trying to break down to you what kind of man. No wonder the Bible said the whole creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for them kind of man to come. How many know heaven will pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word can in any wise fail? If that word came out of God's mouth, it will not return unto him void. It shall accomplish the purpose whereunto it was sent. If God said, multiply and fill the earth with sons of God who have eternal life, who in the image and likeness of God, who have spiritual discernment, who have fellowship with the Father could reveal the mystery to them. They can walk in union with the Father. Then that word cannot fail. Is the Baptist bringing for them kind of men? Is Jehovah's Witness bringing for them kind of men? Is them kind of men on TBN? The word can't bring them kind of, the church can't bring them kind of men until the church get the right kind of pregnation. Listen to that close. I'm dropping in things here for where I'm going. I'm dropping things for where I'm going. I want you to follow me. A woman can only bring forth what she conceived with. She's a field. She receives a seed. What kind of seed go in that field is what's going to come out of the field. You take, you plant corn in your field. The good source sowed what? The children of the kingdom is so wheat in his field. But what happened? My evil sword come in the same field. Is that right? While men slept. While they're getting the denominational dreams. The filthy dreamers. Then what happened? The evil sword slipping. And they started by impression. And they started by feeling. And they started to go by the gimmicks. And they didn't know it was another spirit. It was bringing forth a revelation of another Jesus. And was preaching another gospel. And a church was coming, falling from virtue. A virtuous virgin to a whore. She was falling from a free woman to a bond woman. You get that? I'm dropping that in for you. Eve was a free woman. But she became a bond woman. And a bond woman can only generate the bondage. A bond woman can't bring a free child. It takes a bond woman to bring a bond child. It takes a free woman to bring a free child. And the free woman is the married wife who is blood relation to the husband. Sarah was blood relation. She represents heavenly Jerusalem, the lamb wife. Hagar represents earthly Jerusalem, organization that killed the world. Sadducee and Pharisee. Got a church birth. You get that? Okay. I forecast some things because I'm watching my time. So when I put it ahead, I can work my way fast with you. This is where I'm going. Now watch. We are coming here now. Still, the man God created. So Eve was chosen in Adam and blessing him. Then we find the Bible says God now put man at the east of Eden. And then verse 18 to 25 in Genesis 2 tells us God says not good for the man to be alone. What are we getting to? In God's mind, in God's plan, the time was coming to bring the woman who was chosen and blessed in him and who was to come in to share in the throne. The time for her to put in her appearance had come in the economy of God. When Jesus walked the face of the earth, where were we? What does Ephesians say? We were in him. When he walked on that water, we walked on that water. When he healed our sick, we were in him healing our sick. You say, is that right? Didn't the Bible say Levi paid tithes in Abraham? Not potentially paid tithes. Abraham had Isaac. Isaac had Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons. One was Levi. Abraham's great-grandson wasn't Abraham when Abraham was paying tithes to Melchizedek. Paul said, Levi, who was in the loins, not yet expressed in his time and season of his coming. Then when Jesus was paying for sins on the cross, we who were chosen, we died when he died. We were buried when he buried. When he rose, we rose. And now we are seated together with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus to be the bride of Christ. You have to be part of Christ. Where did Adam's bride come from? Did God take more dust from the ground to make the woman? God take part of the bridegroom to make the bride. And if he was a figure of who was to come, and he was a figure of Christ, is Christ called the last Adam? Why is he called the last Adam? Because Adam, the head of the first creation that fell in Adam, we all died. That fallen creation. Because the woman was deceived and in the transgression and was deceiving the childbearing. And she bear the wrong child. And she bring forth dead children. We're going to see that Eve, the first man that come from Eve's womb was Cain. First man in the Bible born of a woman was a reprobate. Was a liar. Was a murderer. Was a false worshiper. Was a man who would not acknowledge his sin. Was a man who killed his brother. Was a man who refused correction from God. When God said, do like your brother. Was a man full of pride and full of anger. Is that right? Was a man marked and separated. The first marking of a human being. A mark of apostasy. Because he departed from the vindicated word. To hold on to his man-made religion. Is that right? And what is in the last day? There's only two religions in the Bible, friends. Cain and Abel. One revealed by God and one invented by man. That's right. And they come from two vines. They come from two vines. Because in the book of Revelation, when you come to the end, it's wheat and tares. He'll gather the tares to be burnt. He'll gather the wheat in the garner. Is that right? The wheat will have the seal of God, and the tares will have what? The mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? The first marking of a human being was in Genesis. He refused the vindicated word. He tried to invent his own way when God showed him God provided way. He come to the knowledge of the truth, and he turned away. Like the man, when they came at Kadesh Barnea, and they saw the evidence of the land, and they taste the good word, they fell away and they couldn't renew themselves to repentance. They departed from the living God. Didn't Paul warn them, Hebrews? There's a promise left us of entering. He said, if the same blood that sanctifies you, you don't want to trample it, they will make no more sacrifice for sin. Is that right? Oh, my! If you neglect so great a salvation, he said, we are not them that draw back, we are them that believe to the saving of the soul. So watch something. So look at Cain. That was the first man come from evil, and the earth is full of that kind of man. Liars, politician lying, businessman lying, preacher lying. Everybody lying. Because that birth bring you conceiving sin, shaping iniquity, coming to the world speaking lies. It bring you unclean, and the earth is filled with that today. Was that the commission? Was that the commission to multiply and replenish? Was that the child she was to bear? How come Mary, the first man born of a woman in the New Testament, didn't come by sex? The first man born of a woman in the New Testament came out of a virgin womb and was one who was called the last Adam, who could walk on the water, who was the express image of the invisible God, who could speak to the storm, who was obedient to the will of the Father. Is that right? Because Eve get a different pregnation than Mary get. So instead of she being the right child, she being the wrong child. She being a liar. She being a religious way of bed, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Have a form of godliness. How come they was under commission? How come the first man was in the middle of the likeness of God? And they had to go forth and bring forth of his kind. Marriage, as we had today, betrothal, is the oldest institution in the Bible. When it was time to multiply and replenish, they couldn't multiply and replenish without no marriage. Otherwise, fornication would be right. You get that? So God bring the woman in and introduce her to the man under a marriage covenant. So they could fulfill the commission, multiply and replenish. Because the law of reproduction is to take place under the marriage covenant. That's why God put a virgin veil on a woman's womb. Do you know the woman who comes from the man is the only species like her in the whole creation of God? Do you know in the creation of God, when he's creating the first 6 days, bring up everything, male dog, female dog, male pig, female pig, sow, male bull, female cow, male deer, female deer, male horse, female horse, male lion, female lioness, male bull, elephant, female cow, elephant. God made them male and female. Jesus said that in Matthew 19. And when Adam looked around, everything was male and female, but he stood there by himself. His bride was in him unexpressed. And God says, it's not good for him to be alone. 6 times before he said, it is good, it is good, it is good. But the 7th time he says, it's not good for the man to be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And God began to build that woman. Now catch this now. So Eve was not expressed singularly in the original creation. She was a byproduct. Showing the church was going to be part of the bridegroom Christ. And Christ is the Word. How did Christ prove you as the Messiah? He take the word and prove you as the fulfillment of the word. If the church is part of Christ, could she just jump up and say, I is the church, I is the real church? She has to take the scriptures. And the scriptures have to show she is interpreting that word. And that word finds its fulfillment inside of her. That she's the manifestation of the word. She's the written epistle read of all men. She's the manifestation of that spoken word. Is that right? Then when you take that Bible and you measure every denomination, there's not one that compares with the Bible. And that's why they can't bring for the children like the first bride bought. First bride bring for the Peter, who had keys to the kingdom and knew how to baptize correctly. First bride bring for a son who was a wise master builder who can lay a foundation like Zerubbabel. Since Zerubbabel, who laid the foundation, will come again bringing the headstone and shouting the grace. He said, I'm a wise master builder. I've laid the foundation that no other man can lay. That kind of son. Bring for the Philip who went into Samaria and just preached the word. And devils were flying left and right. Is that right? Bring for the deacon Stephen holding the mystery of the Philip, a pure conscience, full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. That when they were stoning him, he didn't retaliate and fight back. He had the same life like the male on the cross. Father, forgive them. Watch the female. Father, lay not the sin against the church. To prove his faith of his faith. Life of his life. Word of his word. Spirit of his spirit. Is that right? Oh my, quickly. Now watch. So God is going to bring the woman into existence. He's bringing her different from every other female. You notice all the male in the animal kingdom is more beautiful than the female. What the male lion in the jungle, he has the big mane. What the female, the ordinary. What's the male deer with the big horns, the antlers. What the female, ordinary. What the rooster in your yard, he have all the comb and the spur and all the nice feathers. What the hen, she's ordinary. What the peacock, he is so beautiful. What the hen, ordinary. But when God came to man, he made the woman more beautiful. Now notice some of the animals. Animals can't have pleasure for sex. Animals have a mating season. Once a year, they get together and they mate only for reproduction. A woman is the only female species who could have sex for pleasure. She has no season. She's made without season. Now catch this now. Why was God doing that? Why was God changing the continuity here? Why was God making this woman? Let me tell you why. Because the lamb was already slain in the mind of God since before the foundation of the world. And here's a perfect creation. God already said, I'm going to be a savior before there's even a man created. God already put the names in the Lamb's Book of Life. The bride is already chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And predestinated to be a glorious church without spot or wrinkle in the last days. Yet we see Eve taking out the Adam, put to the side, in perfection with him. And then what happens? Then the Bible tells us, 1 Timothy 2, and the woman was deceived. And the woman was in the transgression. And what was the deception? She was deceived in trying to fulfill the commission. She was given to the man to fulfill the commission, to multiply and replenish. She was to bring her child like Mary bring Jesus. But she brings her child like the animals bring the young. You get that? The reason animals don't wear no clothes, because the animals don't wear it naked. Because the animal don't have a soul to tell it it's naked. Animal have no conscience. Now watch. God, when he made that woman, he put a virgin veil on the woman that none of the animals have, none of the female have. Why did God put a seal on the womb of a woman? She come into this life with a veil on her womb. Because her body is the bedding ground to bring forth life. By a woman come the wrong child that threw the whole world into chaos. And by a woman come the right child to redeem the whole world. A woman was deceiving childbearing and the world fell into loss and ruin. A woman believed the word, bear the right son, and say, and redeem back the whole world. You get what I'm saying? Follow me close. Here, Genesis 2, God. Now, I'm still working our way down here now. The woman came into expression when she was needed for the fulfillment of the commission. They were to bring forth a super race. They were to bring forth a next one like Adam, a next amateur God. They were to bring forth a whole race. Isaiah would have come out amateur God. Jeremiah would have come out amateur God. Moses would have come out amateur God. All of them would have come without sickness and death. All of them would come without a nature of rebellion. All of them would come born in the kingdom. Do you know we are born outside the kingdom today? By the birth we have? Except a man be born again, he got into the kingdom. Because the first birth put him outside the kingdom, and he had to get a new birth to get in the kingdom, because flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. And he that born of flesh is flesh. And death in the flesh cannot please God. That's why Job said, man born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. Who could bring a clean out of the unclean? His days are few. Like a flower, he come and wither away. And he's gone. Give up his breath. What is it? Here we see man born of a woman. Job saw there was a difference between man born of a woman and man created by God. Job looked at the first man that came out of a woman's womb and see what kind of man come out. A man that God condemned and cursed. Mark and separate from his presence. The first killer and murderer come out of God, come out of that woman's womb. That opened the womb of a woman who was brought by the handiwork of Almighty God. I will make him a helpmate. I will build a bride for him. I'll present her without spot and without blemish to him. I'll give a virtuous woman to him. And that woman came, and her virtues, she couldn't hold it sacred. She couldn't hold it sacred. She meet a preacher. She meet a preacher who tell her the day you eat, you ain't gonna die. She tell a preacher who tried to make God a nice, sweet Santa Claus God. And he said, God gonna kill you? God gonna kill all your own children? This beautiful paradise of God? You think God do all of this for you to fall into ruin? God love your children too much to let anything happen to them. He said, you can quote me on that. Get this now. She went to receive a new light. She departed from the original word, because God said, the day you eat of that tree, you will die. And the serpent said, you shall not die. So she's leaving the word, get it? Seducing spirits, making her depart from the faith. Having itching ears, she was turning aside from the truth unto fables and heaping teachers unto herself. She was starting to put her faith in the wisdom of man, who had enticing words of man wisdom, when her faith was to be standing in the power of the spoken word by Almighty God. She was leaving truth because she didn't have the love for the truth. And she was going to get a strong delusion to believe the lie and be damned by it. Because that preacher didn't have the truth in his mouth. He was a tongue speaker. He was the only beast outside of man and God and God likeness who had a tongue. Do you know the serpent in its cursed form today can give a woman more sensation than any man can give her? Do you know in pagan religion down through the centuries, they always have that big snake, that serpent, connected with that false worship? Do you know there's something hypnotic? Do you know that serpent, how does it catch that its prey? That bird will look into his eyes and he hypnotizes him and takes them. And when she met the serpent, He wasn't a crawling reptile, you know that. He was the most subtle of all the beasts of the field. Because the earth is the mineral kingdom. Out of the mineral kingdom and the plant kingdom. Out from the plant kingdom, we have the animal kingdom. Animal kingdom is still in the plant kingdom is still in the mineral kingdom. And then we have man at the top of the chain. He is seed and animal, he is seed and plant. Is that right?
Yeah.
But though, between those kingdoms, the animal kingdom and the human race, there was a species. Darwin tried to find it. Archaeologists tried to find it for 6,000 years. But it hid in the mysteries of God. You know why? They can't find a bone, but they know there's a missing link. But the Bible tells you, he who was the most supple of all the beasts in the field, he who had a tongue to speak. What was he talking about? He said, Gil, I hear for panorama, you know, I hear poison coming out of a certain band. Was he saying that?
No,
you were saying, yea, had God said. He was saying, yea, had God said. Because when God said, the day you shall eat, you shall surely die, that Genesis 2:17. Eve came in Genesis 2:24 and 25. She wasn't there yet. In Genesis 2:18, God said, not good for the man to be alone. So he began to tell her what Adam had told her. But he began to twist it. He said, you shall not surely die. He said, I was there. Get next to yourself. What's the matter with you? You want to teach me here? I and Adam is in fellowship on this. He said, as a matter of fact, I was before your husband too. You know this Satan of synagogue? Synagogue of Satan? He's trying to claim originality. I was there before Adam. Ask Adam who come first, me or him. See? When Adam came, I was already admired and was the envy of all the creation that I could talk and they can't talk. They couldn't understand my language. They said, talk in a tongue, then we can understand. We can't understand your tongue. You have a way to interpret? And if he in that cursed form could give a woman that sensation, what about him in his original form? Paul said, as the serpent beguiled Eve, so do these come teaching another doctrine. He said the woman was in the transgression, she was deceived and in the transgression, and she bare the wrong child. Howbeit, she shall be saved in childbearing. Because God, when Eve was deceived, God said, in sorrow, you will bring forth children, and I'll multiply your conception. And God put a curse on the woman's womb. And she bring forth her children in sorrow. You know why? Everyone need redemption. Everyone come born in sin, shame, and iniquity. The first one come. The first one out of the womb. Come a liar and a murderer. Come a false worshipper. Come one who carries the correction. Come one who lie in God's face. Who kill his brother through envy and jealousy. First one that come. Is that right? She's sorrow starting. And everyone that had to come forth out of the womb, born dead, had to bring a sin offering. Have to bring a sin offering. Even she had to bring a sin offering according to Leviticus 12 for her purification when she have a man child. She have a female, she bring it double the time. 14 days she unclean. 7 days she unclean with a man child. Why? She was bearing the children of David say, in sin did my mother conceive me. Why? Ezekiel said, when our mommy bring us, we come with a stony heart. We come with a perverted spirit. And God said, I'll give you a new heart. I'll take out this stony heart. I'll give you a new spirit. I'll take out your perverted spirit. And I'll put my spirit in your eye because your first birth didn't bring you in that condition. Paul said, you are dead in sin and trespasses. Is that right? He said, we walk after the course of this world and after the prince of the power of the air. Is that right?
Amen.
They came forth dead. And here she saw even Adam, who was in the image and likeness of God, now by the sweat of his brow, had to till the soil. He who was a God over the earth could speak to the sea, could speak to the tree, could speak to the wind, now running from the lion. Every time God came down, he ran and hid. He was afraid of God first. God said, why are you hid? He said, I was afraid. First emotion man expressed after the fall, fear. Something left them. Is that right? Something left them. First man come, born of a woman, burned dead and need a new birth. For 4,000 years, they're under animal blood. That can't push away no sin. Is that right? And then when Jesus started his ministry, the one who come without sex, the one who come by the right pregnation, the first thing he started to preach, his whole message from John 3 to John 21 is, he start, you must be born again. He start with the priest. He's not the prostitute or the drunkard. He's not the priest. Man at his best state. A ruler in Israel. A man who know the letter to T. He said, you must be born again. Now catch it. Catch it. What was his problem? She tried to bring the children. She wanted teaching to bring the children to multiply and replenish. But she bring the wrong child. What is the problem with the church? They're bringing forth dead denominational children today. When she bring him forth, she had to send him in a seminary for a man to teach him doctrine. And then he come out and he have a lying tongue. And he baptizing the wrong in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When nobody in the Bible baptized him. He come up for a woman to preach in the pulpit. When he said, I suffer to learn inside all subjection. But he tells you not to cut your hair. And he cut off your hair and gives you a hat that she buy in a store for some money. What a man make. Or put up your cloth on your head and tell you that she cover it. Tell him to join the church and put him in the church book. I'm going to put the hand here and say, accept Jesus, that means the same. Look at the kind of son she bring forth. And Jesus tell Nicodemus. Nicodemus say, shall I go back to my mother when I'm born again? And here Jesus, you is a teacher of the Jews and you know these things? In other words, if you don't know how to bring the children the right way, your church is full of rotten eggs. You have reprobate, a church full of reprobate children. Rebellious to the word. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Ever learning and can't come to knowledge of the truth. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. That you got a church. You see the boy, we are learning the beach. We had a beach time last week. And it was his sister, so and so. Boy, you know, she was in nice trunks. And then when the Holy Ghost fall, we were singing a song on the beach. You know, and we kind of started praying, say, Lord, let me walk on the water or something. I know one drunk too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I bring forth to them, call it Christians. Call it Book of Acts. So now they're singing double. They're singing calypso. And they can't tell the difference because the same fruit, that tree bringing forth, is the same fruit, the one they will bring forth. Outwardly, it might look a little Christianish, but inwardly, the nature ain't change. So the gospel have to be watered down and become a compromising gospel, a social gospel that can't change no life but could breed membership. Compound membership means more money. And the deceived church today, trying to bring them by sensation. The serpent gave Eve a sensation. He gave her the animal law of reproduction when she was supposed to get it the way Adam got it. You get me? Adam caught the mystery. And when Adam caught the mystery, Adam spoke the word. Then what happened? The children would have come forth. But before Adam could catch this vision from God, she was then coming to Adam. And she could have teach him something he had no experience in. She became the teacher. She started to usurp the authority. And she's going to teach him now from the new light she get when she went to the serpent seminary, who pervert what God said. And that perversion of the word couldn't bring the same kind of child. You get that? It couldn't. The seed for reproduction was no longer the original seed. And the child can't come forth like the first one come. But when Mary get a pregnation, not by man, from above, what did she do? She bring but one that was called the last Adam, just like the first one. He didn't come from thought to flesh. He come from thought to word to flesh. You and me come from thought to flesh. We bypass the word. We come dead. We have to behold the glory of the Lord to be changed from glory unto glory and come back in the image. But Adam started in the image and likeness of God. Jesus was the express image of the invisible God, the Word made flesh. Ephesians 4:24 says, God creating the new man after the image of him that created him in all holiness and true right, true holiness and righteousness. Is that right? God creating the new man in you. A spirit man again. I'll give you a new spirit. I'll give you a new heart. And I'll put my spirit. And you'll be changed from glory unto glory unto glory. You are predestined to be conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Quickly. Give me a couple of minutes. I'm going to close up here with you. Deceive Eve. Catch it. How many know Eve was a type of the church? Is that right? Yeah. Was the church chosen Christ? Yeah. Did the church fall when she came out just like Eve fell? Yeah. And they started to bring forth denomination. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Was Paul a Baptist? Was Paul a Methodist? Was Paul a Jehovah's Witness and Adventist? Was Paul a Church of Christ? Yeah. This is man-made denomination. We have to the family in heaven and earth with the name after the Lord Jesus Christ. They were born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Is that right? The church, Paul said, was getting a wrong pregnation as the serpent beguiled Eve. He said, it will bring forth. He said, some done gone in the way of Cain already. That little Cain's running around. Jude 11. Is that right? He said, little Cain's running around. You know what Cain was? Rebellious to the revealed word. He said, some perished against in a Korah. You know what Korah was? He denied the official authority of a vindicated prophet in the Exodus with a pillar of fire and pillar of cloud. The earth opened and swallowed him up. He tried to usurp a higher position than he was called for. He wanted to go into the priesthood. Is that right? And they went in the era of Balaam for what? Reward. You see them Balaam's spirit, they're making a market of the gift? Trying to curse what God bless? You seen it? To make a market of the gift? A hireling prophet? You see them Cain's rebellious to truth when they show them their mother didn't eat fruits and they want to bring fruits? Is that right? You see exactly the way it is in the Bible. The church was now bringing forth corrupt children, denominational hybrid children. Do you know that there is no one in the Bible? God, after the woman was deceiving childbearing, Leviticus 12, he gave her an ordinance. You need to be clean from your uncleanness. And you know how those clean? God said you have to get a lamb and you have to get a dove. And you have to circumcise your child. Otherwise, none of you can come in the congregation. Wasn't Jesus the lamb? And the Holy Ghost coming from a dove? And the dove led the lamb to the cross. And when the lamb died, the life came back on the church to bring true circumcision. Is that right? To do what? By a new and living way, bring us back into the holies. Bring us back into the presence of God. Deuteronomy 23, a bastard couldn't come into the congregation. You know why? Because the first bastard was marked and separated out of the presence of God. Because it's a hybrid, it comes from false union. Do you know the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, the days of the restoration? When the church went on in Babylon, it come back out with all kind of Babylonian things. The children couldn't talk in the Hebrew language. They're talking half Babylon, half Hebrew. They're talking half theology and half Bible. Talking half man commentary and mixing up with the word. And injecting some philosophy inside it. And when Nehemiah heard him, he says, what's going on here? One minute they're saying God is one person, no, he's saying it's three persons. No, no, they're saying it's two. No, he's saying one is the active force. No, what is happening? I can't understand your tongue. What happened? They went in Babylon to mix marriage. The church married the world. The church come into a false union. And in that false union, it could no longer bring forth world children. They're being born outside the kingdom. Was Jesus born outside the kingdom? Did he need a new birth to get back in the kingdom? He come with the right birth. He come with the right birth. He was the Word made flesh. His name shall be called what? Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Friends, when Eve failed to bring another son like Adam, that proved she was in a fallen condition because she failed to fulfill the purpose that she was given to the man for. You catch that? The church is given to Christ in a marriage covenant. Matthew 25, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go, you give it. Revelation 19, the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Revelation 21, come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Is that right? Adam and Eve was a type of Christ in the church. Sure, the church was chosen in Christ, and be tickled and fall. Isaac and Rebecca were the type of Christ in the church, blood relation again. Is that right? Showing how that bride will be called at evening time, she'll be a virgin bride. Isaac was the appointed heir of all Abraham had. He was the beloved son who was obedient to the will of the Father. Why did God put them stories in the Bible? Why did Ruth come and marry Boaz, the line of Judah, the kinsman redeemer, the Lord of the harvest, the bridegroom of the Gentile bride? Why? God was showing his bride, his true church, will come to him under a marriage covenant because he prayed, Father, that they may be one as I and you are one. They are no longer twain. They are one. It's a great mystery concerning Christ and the church. The church is given to Christ to bring forth sons and daughters of God in his image and likeness. That's right. First man born of a woman in the New Testament. Didn't come by sex, but came by creation. Mary, how shall this thing be? Eve went and tried to teach. Eve went to the serpent, get his perverted ideas, went to Adam with it, and then what happened? Dead children started to come forth. Mary got her own from the angel that come down from heaven, and the angel ain't mixed no word, and the angel ain't say, no, no, you ain't gonna die. The angel quoted exactly what Isaiah said, the virgin shall conceive, and when the angel is pronouncing that upon her, he said, blessed is the fruit of thy womb. You ain't going to bring this child in sorrow, Gil. You're going to bring this man-child with joy. You're going to bring this man-child because this man-child is going to redeem the whole world. This seed will possess the gates of the enemies. He will slay the enmity, tear in the middle wall of partition, and take a sinful man and bring him back to our holy God. Amen. This son of yours is going to open the scriptures and open the understanding and bring a new birth and bring man back into fellowship with God. You're going to bring a son that can catch the mystery of God, who will be the express image of the Father. That's the kind of child coming out of your womb, not like Eve. What Eve failed to produce, Mary brought forth. And what the Ephesian church, the first church, failed to produce, what they were deceived and fell in the Ephesian age, left their first love. The last day bride is to bring forth the man child. She, Paul said, I travail in birth until Christ be formed in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Amen. Friends, if this church do not bring forth Christ walking in our feet, speaking through our lips, thinking with our mind, working with our hands, believing with our heart, in obedience to the will of the Father, a prisoner bound in the chains of the Word, If this church don't bring forth Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, bring forth that literal life, then you know what's going to happen? It shows that the church have failed to produce the purpose, fulfill the purpose it was given to Christ for, and shows that the church, those talking about redemption, would be in a fallen condition. You get that? You get that? You see how it can't be joining church? You see not following Brother Vin? You see not coming to the Excel Assembly? You see not that kind of thing? Is you getting the right kind of pregnation by the incorruptible seed, the original apostolic doctrine coming back to the church to bring forth a birth like they had and bring forth the life that they manifested? When Eve fell and God put the curse on Eve's womb, in soil bring forth children, yet God give a blessing right there for mankind. The woman shall receive a seed. The original way she was to get it. God was, I'm closing, God was so determined that his plan will not be ruined. Yes, sir. That no man commit a false birth, got a corrupt child. I'll make a way for the new birth, the real birth, the original birth to come back. You ain't gonna go out a bunch of book selling, leaving your husband starving at home, and you become a watchtower slave, selling a watchtower and away by some corner, or going house to house. They're all kind of people, and a salesperson for your organization, not knowing they use religion to appeal to you, to employ you in the business and make you think you're working for God while they're making money off of you. Because that's the corrupt kind that be born through the womb of organization, organizational children. They know the right of it. They can't see the name in the book. The only book they know is the church book. But Mary could have looked back in Isaiah and say, you mean to say it's me Isaiah saw? All them yes. You mean to say that my name written in the book? You mean to say God did for you, Jeremiah, before the foundation of the world? And was dead man sanctified the same way with me? You mean to say no, it's so supposed to read the Bible? I on the outside of the Bible, looking back in the Bible, and seeing where it was written that I'll be here, and the hour of the fulfillment of the prophecy, God come down and begin to quicken me and show me my place in the plan of God, and begin to understand the purpose of God for my life? She ain't trying to teach. She learned in silence with all subjection. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. And she get the right pregnation without knowing a man. And she bring the child that Eve should have bring forth. Hadn't she met that false preacher who corrupts your mind? Hadn't she get a false pregnation? Is that right? Is this clear to you? You can see it in the Bible? In the beginning, the woman got deceived what? Trying to give birth to the children. When Jesus came out the problem, the churches didn't know how to give birth. Pharisees was making Pharisees. Sadducees was making Sadducees. And when Jesus preached the new birth out of the Bible, the ruler of the Jews and master teaching Israel ain't know what the way talking about. He said, get old and back of your mother. What do you mean? I don't understand you. He said, well, have you an organization? People join you. Nobody is born in your family. You have one kind of DNA, this have one kind of DNA, that have one kind of DNA, this have another kind of DNA. It looks like a lot of fathers put seeds inside the church here. Something wrong. And what's the problem with the last days? Every church trying to bring forth a bride for Christ. And they can't help but bring forth the same kind of corrupt, reprobate, bastard, illegitimate born children. But I can't talk in the word for 2 minutes. I'll see the church say, and God didn't need that, and the Bible, and then I'll twist up the word and everything else. And then I'll exalt the seminary teaching above the very scripture that gives my inspiration. How could 40 different writers, but God and Son, God is man, God is speaking the prophets. But from Abel all the way to Malachi, They all spoke the same thing. No contradiction. Jeremiah never contradict Isaiah, Isaiah never contradict Moses, Moses never contradict Elijah, Elijah never contradict Nahum, Nahum never contradict Habakkuk, Habakkuk never contradict Zephaniah. They all spoke by one spirit. Is that right?
Amen.
That when Jesus will come, he said, the scriptures can be broken. Not one jot or one tittle shall fail. It was so inspired. Then the New Testament. Here we come. But Paul never contradict Philip, Philip never contradict Peter, Peter never contradict Jude, Jude never contradict John. Stephen never contradict them neither. Is that right? And then at the end of that New Testament, John says, there, God has the right. You add one word, only place shall be added. You take away one word, your name shall be taken out. Is that right? Sure, it is inspired. Then they never contradict one another. How come now? For 4,000 years. I mean, right now we have one Bible and 1,000 different information. Everybody said the same Holy Ghost and everybody contradicting one another. Somebody deceived. That is not continuity. And that is not the spirit that the prophets and the apostles have. When people come up with the spirit of the prophet and the apostles, all scripture will dovetail. All scripture will dovetail. Is that right? It'll come to one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Is that the truth? You know what Eve teach Adam? How to bring children up and put it away. You know the seminary teaching the ministers today? The seminary Eve, the Methodist Eve, teaching them with a seminary knowledge to make Methodists. And the Jehovah Witness seminary Eve, teaching them to make Jehovah Witness. And the Seventh-day Adventist seminary Eve, teaching the husbands who cannot be seen, the doctrine, the plan, the preacher, the gospel, to make church members, organization children. Twice dead, plucked by the wood, clouds out water, wandering stars, filthy dreamers. You know what the Bible says? That's what you call them. Yes, Jesus said that the evil saw a soul. Let them grow, but in the end, go and straighten the fire. Every tree that my heavenly Father hath not planted will be rooted up and cast in the fire. That's why there have to be a true message in the last days, to bring back the true seed, to bring back the true planting, bring back all scripture and to tell the Bible and bring it back to one Lord, one faith, one baptism, to show we have the inspired word of God and to bring forth the right kind of children in this hour. Amen. Just walking with the apostles have walked. Remember Rachel tried to teach Jacob? When she see Leah only bringing children and she church empty. She said, wait now, Leah, I heard of me by far. I can increase my membership. You know what she did? She went for mandrakes. She went for some aphrodisiac. That's the Bible. What was she doing? Trying to birth the children with sensation, with stimulation, fleshly stimulation. And what kind of children to make? When she gave Bilhah to Jacob? Go with her. I see Grandma Sarah do the same thing. But she wants to have problems. Sarah gave Abraham Hagar, you know. He made a born child a wild man. Whose hand was constantly against his brother. An unconverted man she make. Who only persecuting the righteous. Is that right? That was Sarah, that was Hagar made. And then Sarah now wanted to turn around and cast it out. And God's better than she too. Because the real promise couldn't come by the energy of the flesh. Abraham tried to become fruitful. God said, so shall your seed be. And he tried to bring forth, so shall your seed be. And he bring forth a wild man. Eve tried to bring forth, multiply and replenish. And she bring forth a king. Is that right? Bilhah, God with Jacob. And Zillah, you know what they bring forth? Fighters of the world who tap Joseph and in a pit. The one who was catching the vision to save them. She wanted to teach, but that's all she could teach. That's all the church could teach. Revelation 2:20, God said, that prophetess Jezebel, she juicing my prophets to eating sacrifice to idol. Give them a spirit of idolatry, glorifying man, lifting up man, promoting man, deifying man. See? It says, and to commit fornication. The church, but there was a virgin church, fell and became a whore, Jezebel, and began to take she perverted church doctrine. Book sales and indulgence and all the different things. And every Protestant come out of that organization.
And then they begin to offer it to the children to eat. And they make them a bunch of idolatrous children of Baal, like Jezebel had back there. And God has raised up Elijah to bust that thing and curse that thing which ye have. Is that right? That the whole kingdom is in debt. That's Bible, Old Testament, and New Testament. And today, you see what comes with the Catholic system, and you see what comes with the Protestants. There have to be a virgin womb. And God will can't fail. You have to be a virgin bride who's going to get the right pregnation. Not from no man, from no seminary coming up, no perfect doctrine. It's going to be the word coming up from heaven. Seven angels coming to bring seven seeds. Seven tongues with their voices. To bring back one Lord, one finger, and baptism. To raise a church up and make it ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. How many believe that this morning? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them, one of them. Children being born by the word, coming in the image of the Father, coming in the likeness of the Father, can talk the language of the Father. With the Father DNA, with the Father resemblance. You know that the camp in Israel, you have to declare your pedigree. You have to know your father house. You have to know your bloodline. You have to know your genealogy. Man created by God. First Adam, from thought to word to flesh. Man born of a woman. All that come between the first Adam and the last Adam. A fallen, ruined race. But the New Testament, as the Old Testament opened with a false birth, the New Testament opened with a new birth. Old Testament means old birth and old nature. New Testament means new birth and new nature. The child that came out of Mary's womb knew the plan of the Father. My hour is not yet come. Now is my hour come. You could read the handwriting in the wall. I must build my Father's business. I needs be, had to go to Samaria. I needs be, had to go to Jericho. He had to pass this way. As men are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Not as organized by man. Not put in a program by man. No. Glory be to God. The son that Mary brought overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. He conquered death. He opened the word. He released the Holy Ghost. He taught his children how to come from being dead in sins and trespasses all the way back into his very own image and likeness. To become just like him. Until the churches today can't bring forth a son who can catch the mystery of God. You hear that? What is the salvation for our church? Bringing forth a son who can catch the mystery of God. That's why Noah came forth, born of a woman. Build an ark, take them out to the old world. Look like a great deliverance. But then what happened? Noah ended up a drunkard. Then we find Moses, born of a woman. Come and teach him about the cross, how to apply the blood and the lamb and take them out to Egypt and preach a great message, had healing in his ministry and prophecy and everything else. And then he glorified himself and struck the rock twice. And another had to take them in. Then you had a David. See the people pinned down by the enemy. Come forth with a great revelation. Great shepherd, smacked the giant, cut his head off, bring revival in the camp, start a new hymnology, and then commit adultery. And throw the kingdom under a false anointed. Then you had a Solomon, born of a woman, built a house for God, had some great wisdom and discernment.
but then went into idolatry. You know why they couldn't give man full redemption? Only redemption in part? That the wrong boat. But the one who came by the right boat, by the original boat, and that was a coming day, truth in the original commission. He slew the enmity. He tear down the middle wall of partition. He bring a sinful man back into the holy God. He give man a new nature by a new birth. Is that right? And he can take man all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Back to the paradise of God. Until the woman don't bring the right kind of child. That's why in this day, God couldn't let the church keep bringing another reform and another theologian. The Holy Ghost had to drop down. You get that? In the Pentecostal age where there's no man there. And Mary is overshadowed by the Holy Ghost. And inside a husk, there's a son growing. There's a ministry coming forth that can catch the mystery of the seven seals. That can look all the way back to see what the original sin was. How the church fell. How the church went through the dark age. But how the church has to go back in the paradise of God in this hour. There's one who caught that mystery. One who had the right birth. He didn't come through the womb of organization. He was birthed by the word for his hour. And that's God's pattern. God must get a man and birth him by the right birth. And no church on the earth. That is why they can't bring forth the right son. They can't bring, they're bringing forth children to bondage. Like Saul, who running after popularity. Like Samson and David, who running after women. Like Balaam, who running after money. That's the kind of sons they're bringing forth. They don't want diamond rings to preach in. They want Rolex watches. And that's when the preacher preached a prosperity gospel and 98% is the offering. Because they're perverted. They're born of a corrupt root seed. The Bible says being born again, not of corrupt root seed. You can be born again of the wrong seed. You're a sinner, but you're born, you get influenced by Jehovah's Witness teaching, and you say I say, but you really get a Jehovah's Witness birth. You get a Seventh-day Adventist birth. You get a Pentecostal birth. Not a kind of birth, friends. A birth that you can walk in every word. You can say amen to every word. A bird that can raise you up. We can see all scripture dovetail. Where there's no contradiction in this world. This great secret that was in God's mind. That has come back to the church in the last days. Come out of her, my people. God take them out of Babylon. To bring them back in the land of the fathers. To wash them, separate them from all false union. Like Haggai and Zechariah and Ezra and Nehemiah reveal. And rebuild the house of God again that was broken down. That's the hour we're in, friends. I trust today you hear the word like that. How many appreciate the word? Some of you who came only from Maruga, I understand. You met some of the brothers that talked to you. What did they say? Touch your heart. When I came, the brothers told me that this morning, they said, we have some people coming. I said, is that right? I said, Lord, that's why I felt so compelled to push the things you put in my heart to do. No, we're going to have to betroth to show that woman how she's betrothed to her husband's body. She had the eggs sealed up, a veil still intact. And he's coming to find his wife. And he has the right, by virtue of the marriage covenant, to break that seal and use those eggs to unite with his genes to bring forth a posterity that his name don't die in the earth. Children will be born into his family, and his name is written on his thigh and will be written in their forehead. Your forehead is your revelation, your thigh is your loins. You have a revelation, a spiritual connection. You know who your daddy is. You know which loins it come from. I can't be another man's son and another man's son. Another man can't be my sons. All my sons are in my loins. None of my children ever joined my family. Everyone is born into my family and have my DNA. A law of heredity went into operation. When that law of reproduction, through the union of the seed and the egg, coming together to bring forth, to multiply. And so it is, friends. The real church is part of Christ. God didn't take other material to make the bride, showing what the real bride would be in the last days. Like Rebecca, she was virgin to the world. She was blood relation. Blessed be his wonderful name. We sing a little song. I've recognized the voice. I've understood the call. I've seen the beauty of the one we fear.
It is you, Lord.
powerful. Listen to this. Look at man that God created. Look at man that was born of a woman. Three ways that life came in the Bible. God created Adam, a full-grown man. Jesus came without sex, just like Adam came without sex, but Jesus came a baby through a woman for the plan of redemption. And every one of us come by sex, born in, conceived in sin, born of the flesh, shaped in iniquity, come unclean, come with a stony heart, born outside the kingdom. Think of it, friend. Come in the world speaking lies. Children of wrath by nature, dead in sins and trespasses. God determined his plan was not going to fail. He was going to have the right kind of children. He was going to have the right kind of family. He will redeem them. He will raise them up to become the Word again. You might have been baptized in water. You might have joined a church. You might attend for many years a religion. But is Christ the Word for your age? Coming for? What kind of pregnation were you pregnant with? What kind of seed entered the womb of your mind? What kind of concept you have of God today, friends? That is three persons? That you're going to worship God anyhow? That maybe all church right? And God don't look at these things, he just watch your heart? Is that the kind of concept? Or is there one Lord and one faith and one baptism, one God, one body, one church, one life? By one Spirit, you are baptized into one body. What kind of Christian are you? Have the old things passed away? Are all things become new? Is the new man being created after the image of him who created him in true holiness and righteousness? Is there a power transformation changing you, bringing you into the very image of the one that you are beholding? To come back in his image and likeness, like the first man? Is there a sweet fellowship with him? You walk and talk with him. He talks to you and reveals his will to you. Or are you walking the counsel of the ungodly, sitting in the city scornful, going in the way of sinners? Are you walking the vanity of your mind? Or are you walking worthy of your vocation? What is the result of that birth? If the church did not produce the right son, she is in a fallen condition because she was given for multiplication. When you come and receive Christ and took his name in water baptism there, did the Holy Ghost come behind that? And is Christ being formed in you? Or you just look back to the day you're baptized and you join church and there's no, you're not growing, there's no spiritual growth from a newborn babe to a child to a man where you put away childish things. You grow up into the stature of a perfect man. What have you grown to? If there is not a real birth, there will be no growth. If you are born by defective genes, you could be bow-legged, cross-eyed, a hunchback, a dwarf. You could come with Baptist disease, Methodist disease, Jehovah's Witness disease, because you're married to organization and you have a lot of organizational traits and ideas about God, that there's no real relationship. In crisis, you fall apart and you panic. You tell a little shady lie here and there because you kind of believe, but after all, what we can do? God ain't mind that. Is that it? Or is it Christ coming forth there? Is it the Word going up inside of you? This is the secret. The Word is in the bride as Christ was in Mary. This is the secret, my brother, my sister. I trust today as we close here, with our head bowed and our eye closed, singing that little chorus again, I've recognized your voice before we pray. And you say, Lord, remember me. I see the reality of your Word. I see that nothing outside an adopted son and daughter forming the image of the Word will make it in the rapture in this hour. I'm going to take a true birth to bring that.
I've recognized the voice.
Recognize the voice. I've understood.
I've seen the beauty. Of the one I fear. You feel his power drawing you to this. You desire deeper fellowship with him. You want to live and walk in the mystery. His word being made clear to you. You might be born to the woman of an organization. Do not hold on to that, my brother, my sister. You want to lift that hand and say, Lord, remember me today. I want the right pregnancy like Mary to bring forth Christ. I want to see Christ, the Son of God, come forth in my life. Amen. How many desire that? Let me see the hands throughout the building here by the grace of God. You don't want to be no denominational child. You don't need some gigantic correction. Die of the wrong birth. You don't want to have a temper to block and jealousy and envy. Die of the wrong birth. Lord Jesus, in your divine presence today, under the impact and the influence of your revealed truth, the vindicated word that has been ministered by seven angels to a prophet in these last days, where the same minister like Paul, the same Zerubbabel, brought forth their headstone with shoutings of grace, the capstone revelation. Lord God, that the church might be restored in the last days, another branch from the root to show that Alpha has become Omega, to bring forth the same book of Acts, Father. Oh God, the Holy Spirit doing the same works, same life, same power, same love, same truth, working in the people, same Jesus present among them, confirming their word with signs and wonders. Lord, we pray today, Father, that as you look across this audience, where we see the old tattered garment, old patched up life, as it were, the old wineskin, we don't want to hold on to that, Lord. We want to lay it aside. Like Elisha took the old robe that he had, that he might wrap himself in the robe and mantle of Elijah and come into a double portion of the Spirit and do the greater works, dear God. So we are looking to see a church, Lord, that will move in that sphere. Almighty God, we pray today, Father, the Lord God, where hearts that have been enlightened today through the entrance of your word, where minds have been illuminated in the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, had moved ministering personally to your children, that they see the need in their life, they see the provision you have made, and the faith has struck them, oh God, to rise up and ask in faith, believing that they have received what they asked for, to see the life move up onto another sphere, where you come into the humanistic realm, into the realm of revelation and vision, no longer shut up under the faith, no longer walking in guilt and condemnation, but walking by faith, not by sight, walking where there is no condemnation, oh God, knowing dread is inside of them. May you grant it, Lord. I pray today, Father, that these unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ will be so real in our hearts, and we will mature and ripen under this great gospel that you have restored us in these last days. Bless each and every one, even the strangers and the visitors. God, let them not leave this place today. When they leave, may they say, didn't our hearts burn within us as you spake with us along the way? As they sat in your presence, as they had an experience of something beyond organization, something beyond the aeroplane age, into the realm of spiritual astronauts, into the realm of the original apostolic faith, they raise up into another bracket. Lord, I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit will deal with them in such a way that if they have recognized they have been born wrong, and they recognize what the new birth is, and they recognize it wasn't some apple that Eve ate in the Garden of Eden, and these little Christmas stories about Jesus in the manger and a baby Jesus, they'll know, dear God, you died on Calvary to send the Holy Ghost back, that you will dwell and walk in your children.
The same life that came forth from the Son of God, who said, the works I do, shall you do also, because I live, you shall live also. And Christ in us is the hope of glory. They will come to be partakers of this great divine nature, Father. God, them who have been baptized in some Trinity baptism, no one else has been baptized in the Bible. God, they will sit and be enlightened and instructed. They might walk in the original apostolic truth. May you grant these things. Have your blessed way among us. We thank you for being here today, for your presence, and for the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. We pray you keep us faithful, Father. We pray you keep us humble. We pray you keep us sincere. That we walk in truth. We'll not just be hearers of the word. We'll not just, Lord, glory over revelation. But we'll want to be doers of the word. We'd want to be the written epistle read of all men. May you grant it, Father. We commit each and every one into your mighty hands. We love you. We appreciate you. We ask all these mercies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Draw me deeper, deeper into your word of truth. God bless you. Trust and enjoy being in his house today. For you, a stranger, we have service on Wednesday nights, Friday nights, Wednesday and Friday at 7, and Sunday morning at 10:30. You want the literature? In some of these things you have heard. We have a library in the hill. We have deacons and ushers at the door. You can speak with, they can help you. You want to sit and find out more about this? What is this? We are more than glad to take the time to sit with you. If you are hungry and thirsty for something more, and some dead cold formal tradition, and you come here today and something will touch your heart, remember that no man can come to the Father draw him. He had a reason for bringing you here today. May you hide these things in your heart and do like the people in Berea to search the scriptures to see whether these things are so. And when they found that these things were so, they did walk in it. God bless you as our song leader comes. Me deeper and deeper to the place.
Draw me deeper and deeper. I need you. Isn't that your desire? Draw me deeper and deeper.
Draw me deeper, deeper, to prove my love for you. Deeper, deeper, to the place where you are. Draw me deeper and deeper and deeper.